All right, Hagatavach. We're in Simen Shin Vav. We're in middle of Sif Gimel. We just did the Machlekes last week. We went through the Machlekes Mechaba and Ramah. When a poel is Meshana, he was supposed to paint or dye the clothing red and he dyed it black. Or any other time that a poel is Meshana, what's the halacha? If there's not enough shrach, how do they divide the shvach? We end up that the mechaba holds yad ala tachtoina. Shvach yes ala yitziyah, he gets the yitziyah. Yitziyah is here ala shvach, he gets the shvach. And the Ramah goes with that too, but there's a nafkamina between the mechaba and the Ramah. The mechaba holds that the poel gets whatever you promised him first. It means if the material, the cost of the material plus the dye is, let's say, 10, and then you promise him another 10 for the service that he provided, for dyeing it, and it was supposed to then go up to 25, so you were supposed to profit 5. You have to give, and it's only worth, let's say, only 20. You give the 10 to the worker, to the woman, to the dyer, and that's it. You won't get your $5 worth of profit. Anything above 20, then you'll get towards your profit. 21, so you'll get 1. 22, you'll get 2. But the woman has to be first paid off his ma'isi dime, not just his ma'isi dime, but his umnis, what you promised him that you're going to give him. And the Ramah, that's the Meshitas of Mechaba, and the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah argues, the Ramah says that your Shvach has Kedima. What you were supposed to get, that it was you're destined to get that 5, that has Kedima, you got to get your 5. So it's just a slight difference. The Ramah holds that the Maisi Yadayim's value of the Umin he gets. I mean, the Maisi Yadayim is like as if you were to pay him for a paid worker, an hourly wage. So let's say for that he only deserves $5. The reason why he charged you 10 is because he's an Umin. And he's doing a b'teres kablonis. So the $5 of his ma'isi yadayim he gets. So there's a $10 material, $5 for his ma'isi yadayim he'll get. Then above 15, from 15 to 20, you'll get towards your shvach. Then above 20, from 20 to 25, he'll get towards his umnis, towards his kablonis, and then it goes back that everything above 25 you'll get. So the whole nafkamid between the mechab and the ramah is what's worth between 15 and 20. Because the first $5 of his ma'isi yadayim he gets. The shaila is, who gets the next 5? Do you get the next 5 because it was destined to make that next 5, like the Ramah, or Faket, he gets the next 5 because that was the kablonis that you promised him. That's Makhlekes Mechaba Ramah, and Lalacha, we have both sides. You have a Shach, Yam Shishleima, Nesivus, Lavush. Nesivus, Lavush goes with the Ramah, Shach, Yam Shishleima goes with the Mechaba. It's basically a Sufik, a Sveka Dedina, Mitzmek, Veil of Araya. Sorry? So you say Kimli, right? So Machlokes Mechaba Ramah, Machlokes for the Paiskim, the daylight Paiskim, after the Mechaba Ramah. So at the end of the day, there's no clear Hakra. If there's no clear Hakra, so Kimli, we are Mitzvah Kaveri, Olav Araya. Okay, that's what we said last week. Let's move on. Rabbi Isaiah would like to develop this. Hopefully, Mitzvah do Siv Dalet as well. Okay, Omar, we're middle of Siv Gimel. Omar Bala Kli. Let's say the owner says, you know what, any right of a Takanazu, I don't like this deal. I should have to give you the item and pay you for your kablonis, and you're going to stick me with a garment that's black when I want it to be red. Any rights of a tekonazu, I don't want this deal. Ella, you know what? You didn't lead the mea tzemba. Just pay me for my tzemba that you messed up, and we'll call it a day. Or the mea etim, or the etim that you messed up. Just pay me for my item, for my material, and I'll that's it. You can keep everything. You can keep the mess that you made. Ain't shaman loy. The balak beged, the balak eilim, the balak eitzim cannot tie into this. He's stuck to take this bad, I don't say inferior product, it might be inferior even in value, but certainly not the product that you wanted. He's stuck to keep it. And so too the other way, if the woman wants to tell the balak eilim, you know what, I messed up, I didn't do the right color, I'll just pay you for it. And for some reason the balak eilim wants his kli, he wants to keep his item. Ain't shame like Shain Uman Kaina Bishra Kli Sha'asa, because Uman's not going to be Kaina that Kli. There's a Mandiyam Ramei Hod Shini Kaina, that because he changed the color, he's like a Gazan and he's Kaina, he's Mabal Das Balabais, he's a Gazan and he's Kaina. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true, he's not Kaina. So the Uman is not Kaina this item, and Mamela, since he's not Kaina the item, he cannot keep the item without permission from the Bala Kaili. That part, Lachari, is simple. That's Pashut. The Chiddush is the first part, that the Bala Keili is stuck to keep this item against his wishes. And that's really a problem here. What's going on here? Why is he stuck? Like, in the Lomdis, rather the Ravid, the Shaks brings down that the Ravid argues. The Ravid holds that he's takanat stocky, good taina. But if he's going direct Rambam, right? The Machaber passing like the Rambam. The shaila is what's going on here. So first, let's understand what the story is. How much is the keli worth? The Yam Shalom says that this case is talking about where the keli wasn't even worth what the materials were worth. So going back to our Moshe, if the materials are worth 10, the dye and the tzem is worth 10, what the case over here is talking about is where it's only worth 9, you messed me up so bad that it's not even worth my principal that I put into the deal. I started out with $10 worth of material. I was hoping it would go up to 25. But you messed me up so bad that it's not even worth the 10. It's only worth 9. And that's the case where the Machaber, where the Bala Keli wants to say, you know what, I want out. I just keep everything. I just pay me for my material and I walk. And that's why is Dr. Yam Shalom. How do I know that's the case? Because we were worth more than 10. Why would the owner want to do such a thing? Let's say it's worth 15. So good, it's not worth 25 that he wanted, but it's worth 15, it's worth 20. Why should he want to walk away from the deal? He should get his chayfitz. He'll get the value of the chayfitz. Let's say it's worth 23. It's not worth 25. He's better off taking this item that's worth 23 than walking away. He could take the 23, sell it, and make the money, and make the profit. So he didn't make the full $5 profit. But he'll make $3 worth of profit. He'll make something. So why in the world would the Balakeli or the Umman, why would they be doing this unless it's taka worth less than the initial principle? That's what the Yam Shushlaima says, and that's the case. Fek Tishak, that can't be. If it's talking about where it's worth less, then why is the Machaber say, Ein Shemin Loy? Avada, if you were mazik me, if I had a $10 worth of material and you messed up and now it's only worth $9, Avada, I could be Machaber for mazik. So Avada be Shemin Loy. So why is the Machaber saying, Ein Shemin Loy for? Okay, we're going to get to it. What is the takana? But the Rambam says it's the takana. We're going to get to it. But Zok Tishach, really, if we were talking about that it went less like the Yam Shushlam, Avada, I could be mechayiv you for mazik. Avada, you messed me up. So most people are talking about where taka is worth more. And the reason why the Bala Keli wants to walk away is because he doesn't want to have the headache of trying to liquidate this item. I needed a red garment. I didn't need a black garment. You're telling me I should take this and try to sell it and make money and then start all over again. I don't want the hassle, the headache. You know, you take it. Just make me whole. Give me back what I gave you, the value. And then I'll buy new tzema and I'll buy new dye and I'll figure someone else to get it right. I won't go to you again, but I'll get someone else to do it. I don't need to be busy with this hassle. It means avad it's worth more. I just don't want to be busy with the hassle. That's what the Shach says. Now, when the Shach says on the Yam Shel Shleim, it's a dove poshet if he would be mazik at avad shemin loy. Okay, it's not so geshmak, the Shach, because avad that's a dove poshet. Yes, if you decreased the value. It started out with 10 and only worth 9. Avada, you're a mazik, and avada, I can be mechayiv you. But still, how could the shach say that would be shemin loy? Shemin loy means, the mechabes case is, where shemin loy means, I tell you, just give me the money and keep everything. Keep the principal, keep the tzema, keep the toy, keep everything. And that's not true. If I'll have a chayiv worth $10 and you go ahead and you spray my chayiv black, and you ruin my chayv. Let's say you're not a woman. You steal my mazik off the street, you come to my house, and you take my tzema, and you make it black, and you ruin it. What's the halacha of mazik? Mazik, you pay for the pchas, but you don't own the item. So let's say it went from 10 to 9. So I could charge you one. I could charge you for the pchas, but it's still my item. It doesn't become the mazik's item, and I can't charge the mazik the full 10. I can only charge the mazik the one for the pchas. That's it. I can only get the nevela belongs to the nezik, and the pchas, that's what I charge to the mazik. But how the Shach says that if the Yam Shlomo's case would be true, that it went down in value, then the Mechaber's halacha is incorrect, because then it would be Shemen Lai. It's not true. Avada would be Ein Shemen Lai. I can't force you to hold on to my tzemer, to stick you with my tzemer. The only din would be to get pras. The Kseisu points out even starker. The Kseisu points out that even if you would be a mamish or mazik on all 10, it's hard to case. Let's say you'd be a mazik on all 10. Yeah, let's take an extreme. You blew up the baguette. And now I want to go to the mazik and I say, "Nu, pay me $10." And the mazik tells me, "You know what? I have a bunch of black jerseys that I'm willing to give you b'tari shava kesef." The halacha is you're allowed to pay b'shava kesef as well. That's how we paskin. So mazik is allowed to pay b'shava. So Zok Tzeis, certainly, how could the shach say In that case, it would be shaymin lai that you could stick the mazik with the item, and the mazik would have to pay money. The meyatzem and the meyatzem. Havadi doesn't have to pay money. He could always pay shavu kesef. So koshik, he could pay you with your shavu kesef. He could say, just keep the item, and I'll pay just that dala pchas. But I don't have to pay the full 10. Okay, but that's near the end of the Amshom says the case where it went down in value, and the Shach case is talking about where it went up in value because it went down, he'd be chayav al tzmazik. And I believe the Amshom would be mighty taka chayav al tzmazik, but still not shaymin like. In which case? The Shach is talking about went up. It could be anything. It could be 12, it could be 23. You see, by 12, I don't gain anything because I keep my 10. And then the two I have to give you, but skiris. So I'm not ending and gaining anything. It's only when it's over 15 like the Rama or over 20 like the Machaber do I start gaining some profit that'll be kedai for me the hassle to start to liquidate. Till then, b'chal, I don't get anything. You're the one who's gaining. The woman gains everything. That what? That was 12. And then what? There's no loss, but I don't want the hassle because I'm not gaining. Okay, I know. That's maybe because Akhtar's in the Shach's case. The Shach's saying even more. Even if it's worth 25, I don't want the hassle. But in economy. Which case in Makkah? Good. If he ruined it, if he ruins it in Gansen, so there's nothing left. Sorry? That's worth nothing. Nice and late the main term, right? Either it's a matter where it went down to zero, so it's worthless, so not to say that you have to pay with me, or it means that it went down, let's say, $1, and then the Dmei Timra would be not the whole Tzemah, it would be that pchas of the Tzemah that you ruined. I mean, so you want to say that that's what it means over here, Yitin Li Dmei Tzemah means that pchas. Okay, yeah, but it doesn't sound like it. Here it sounds like Dmei Gemet, you keep the item and just give me the money, right? What's the woman turning back also? Halacha Dmei Tzemah, keep the money and I'll keep the Tzemah. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about where the owner wants to stick the mazik with the Tzemah itself, which is problematic. And give me just the money. L'chayra, yeah. All right. Now, the Chazanish points out that this whole halacha that Yechashev a mazik over here, when it goes down on Pchas, is only... He's masupik. I'll tell you the case. What happens is like this. You start out with tzemer and dye worth 10. And I want a red jersey. Now, red jerseys aren't popular, and I know it's not popular. I know even after dyeing it red, it's going to go down and then only going to be worth 9. But so what? But I need, that's what I want. I want a red jersey. I need that. So I don't mind it going down because that's what I want. Now, what do you do? You go ahead, and instead of painting it red, you paint it purple polka dotted. Also only worth 9. Because who's buying a purple polka dotted baguette? So it's also only worth 9. If you dye a normal color, blue, fine. But you also dyed a funny color. Mahadin. Dr. Chazinish, do we say that Lemaises, you took $10 worth of tzemer and dye, and you messed up, and you reduced the value to 9, so you're a pusher to mazik? Or do we say, had I done what you wanted, it would also only be worth 9. Had I done the red, it would also only be worth 9. So my umness that I changed the color didn't decrease the value of the tzemer, because had I done the right thing, the value of the tzemer would also be worth 9. No, but that's the 9 that you're happy with. You're happy with a red tzemer garment, which is 9, the seder. And you're not happy with purple polka dotted. But lemaisa gered and dollars and cents, I wasn't mazik you any money, because if had I done the right thing, it would also only be worth 9.
So you're dealing with a situation where I tell you to do something, so I can't tell you to do something if you mess up, and what I tell you to do is all dependent on value?
Well, you want to know I did something wrong, we'll have the regular dinim of Yadol HaTaktoin or the Mechaber and Ramah. But now you want to be Mechaib me for Mazik, which is Shach introduced a new concept called Mazik here. You want to be Mechaib me for Mazik because it went down less than even the 10 that we started it. So Bishloim, if what you wanted to dye red was worth 10, and I dyed a purple polka dot, it's only worth 9. Yeah, clearly I'm a Mazik on that extra one. But had I done the right thing, it would only be worth 9. So to Chazanish, he's masupik that maybe it's not considered a mazik. I understand, but in value, your item, had I done the right thing, it would have been worth now. It's still only worth 9. Or do we say that, no, you don't done the red, because the red is what I wanted. You didn't do what I wanted. You done the tzemer that you took, which was worth 10, and you messed it up, and you reduced it to 9. So then I could get you a mazik.
The red is worth to be more than 9, because that's
That's it. Doesn't mean it's worth more. No, it's just grata. That's what you wanted, right? Yes, but maybe the shavile because you're willing to pay 10 to get that garment. Yeah. It's both the same value if you want to sell it to the to a third party. Yeah, that's true. But only thing is, right? But for you, for the person who gets the right name on this thing. It might be worth it. Totally in a different cousin. This cousin holds when you mazik something. If you mazik a pair of glasses, what do you pay? So my pair of glasses are worth nothing to anyone else. It's a different prescription. No one has the same, right? Come on, no one. You're not going to find anyone, right? So the cousin says, yeah, but if I just paid that amount, so it shows that that's the value that I have in the glasses. Any owner who would pay that amount for the glasses that he needs. So I don't know if Red Jersey, everyone will pay for that thing. If grad, you mean that's what his are like. For him, it was taka worth 10. You have to know. Yeah. All right. I don't know. Maybe you do. It's the color scheme for your son's chasen that you need mamish the red jersey. I don't know.
I don't have to. I don't have to go to another guy for the shirt.
But the question is, would everyone pay $10 to get a $9 red jersey? I mean, if that's the normal way of doing it, so just like everyone pay $100 for a pair of glasses, even though once you buy it, it's worthless. Because you can't, but there's this, but you're getting the value out of it, so maybe, and the same thing. But if you're, it's miuchad, you're the one who needs a red jersey, no one else does these things. The taka one does not to pay so much for that. Then in the konami, that's where the chazanish is svara. But the chazanish says that if everything goes down, if the price of garments go down, then you're not a mazik. Right? I can't get, let's say the price of red, black, ooh, everything, the whole tema goes down. So then, I wasn't mazik you on that, right? So you can't get me for mazik on that chelik. All right. Chazanish has a different shayla. Chazanish has nacha shayla, gishmaka shayla. He wants to know, do you dan the time that the person died the item, or do you go back at the time the person gave me back the item? A mashal. What happens at the time he died the item and he changed from red and black, it was worth the same 25. Let's just say, make it spitz case. Red is 25 and he changed it and he decided to change it and his taka also worth 25. And now when he came to me and he gave it, returned it to me, it's no longer worth 25. Now it's worth 5. Why? Because black color just went down. I don't know. It became out of style. Black just went down. It's now only worth 5. Had you done red, it would still be worth 25. But now black went down and now it's only worth 5. Could I get you now?
Why would you care what happens later?
Because you didn't return it to me yet. By the time you return me the item, it's only worth 5. So do I say, you messed me up? Looking at the whole picture, the totality of things, I see that I gave you an item. You were supposed to do it red. You were supposed to return something worth 25. By the time you return it to me, it's only worth 5. So maybe I can get you for that. This is without Umakani Mishra Kaili. If you hold, you mean on that side? If you hold the Uman Kayim Shah Kli, so it's a Mechira later on, so then you're only giving me back less. Yeah, well, even Uman Kayim Shah Kli, you only kind of the Shvach Shabayim. Right, and we also did, so it's not the Pchas of the Tamer, and we also said that it's only Bataris Mashkin, so it's not so simple. Here's the plan, here's the direction where you're headed. The Chazanish says like this, he tushtel to a halacha, if I send you by Shliach to buy Chitim, and you decide instead to buy Sairim, so the halacha is that if it goes up in price, the shvach belongs to me. If it goes down, the pchas belongs to you. And he's medayik from the Torah. What happens if, at the time you bought the sairim, instead of chitim, it was taka worth the same thing as chitim. So you didn't do anything wrong. But by the time you returned it to me, then the sairim went down and it was worth much less. Mahadin. He's medayik in the Torah that I could get you for everything. But you, when you return me the item, it's not worth it, then I can get you for it. I can get you for all the pachas that goes down till you return me the item. So Zakta Shach, so too over here, if at the time you dyed it, was taka black is worth the same thing as red. But by the time, sorry? Chazanish was medayik in the Torah. So Chazanish says, so too over here, if at the time you returned it, when it ran down, even though when you dyed it was the same, I could get you for everything all the way down to the pachas. But he's medayik so to by shliach that if both chitim and sairim went down, then I can't get you. It means I can get you for any pchas that comes machmas yoshinoi. But if The ripening, the chitim also went down, then I can't get you. So too zok the shak. If red went down together with black, then I can't get you. But if red stayed up and only black went down, only the shini went down, then I can get you for a whole pchas. And the shak says that this is not mikah adin. Mikah adin, The Chazanish says that this is not Mikah Adin. Mikah Adin would be if you're Mishana, and at the time you dyed it, its taka goes down, so then the regular formula is a Yadla Taktaina Mazik, that would be Mikah Adin. But here, when you did it right, and now it went down later on, how am I getting you now? So like the Chazanish, he suggests it's either Knas Chachamim, or he says it might be that it's Kilu Anansadi, I don't know, Umdanakak. When we went into the deal, that was the understanding, the implicit understanding that the Bailam wants to get back, to be made whole, at least get back its principle. And anything that goes down, I mean, I have to, when I give you an item, when the time you turn it, that's when I done the situation of Yishrach. And if it went down, I'm going to get you for everything. It's Kilu, like his understanding of Kabbalah, that the Omasna, even though it wasn't discussed. I don't know, it sounds like the Knas sounds a little bit more understandable, but whatever, it's Knas Kachoma, but that's the halacha. The halacha is that you go baso at the time that returns it. All right, I mentioned before that the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and what pshat in the Ravid is, there's a long mavuka here, what pshat in the Ravid is. The Ravid holds that you have a right to tell him that this is not going to work out, that you're going to stick me with the item, and I have to pay what's going on. Shach doesn't like it. Shach says, in the Ravid, against the Ravid, the Shach is, how could I stick you with the item if the item belongs to me? How could I go over to you and say, because you messed up my item, so therefore you keep the item and pay me? Like, how you kind of the chayfetz? It's my chayfetz. A mazik is mazik, but how do I get you to keep the item? The Ksais is a beautiful taich in the Ravid. He said, that's not what the Ravid meant. The Ravid meant, Shoyman Loi is, not like the Rambam, Shoyman Loi is I could tell you, like every yerd, I could tell you, Tolei Tzecha Vavanecha. You want me to pay you for the chayfetz. That's what you're really coming to me. You're coming to me to pay you for your service, for the shrach that you provided. You're a numin. And you want to get your $10 a shrach or $5 a maisa yadayim. You're coming to charge me money. Let's say it went up your case. It went up to 15. So you're telling me that I should take a black jersey, something I don't want, and pay you $5 for the work that you provided. On that, the Ravid said, that's not fair. If I don't want this, I can tell you I'm not happy with it. I can't stick you with my item, but how could you force me to pay you $5 for a service that I didn't ask and I don't appreciate? I don't want it. Just like by a yard, if you plant trees in my yard and I don't like it, I can tell you. And the Paiskim and Mavur, not like the Nesivas, I don't want to get into it, but the Paiskim and Mavur, not like the Nesivas, that even if by uprooting the trees are going to die, and you're not going to get the value out of the trees, I can still tell you, Tehle Tekvaneka, you're doing something without permission, you didn't ask me, it was unauthorized, and I don't appreciate it. Go take your trees, yalla, forget about it. I'm not paying you a cent for that shoddy job. You didn't do what I wanted. You didn't do it according to my specifications. You did it stam unauthorized, which shalei b'shus. So too over here, if I ask you to do something red and instead you do it black, that's not what I asked you to do. I don't want to pay you. If you did something that I asked you to, I'll pay you. If you don't do what I asked you, I'm not going to pay you. I don't even want it. Do me a favor, take the dye and run. Halavai, you'd give me back my tzema pure, and then I could get it dyed by someone else red. You messed me up. So it's like I'm telling you, toil etzecha, toil the tzeva, and get out of here. I don't want to pay you. It's lav dafka all the way to tell me that I could stick you with the item. It's enough to tell you, toil etzecha vavanecha, like a regular din of a yared, shalei b'shus, I could tell you, just I don't want to pay you. That's like to say, it's that's what it means. Shaymon like the Rav is not like the Rama. The Yam Shaymon says it's worth less. I mean, if it's going to be worth less, so then I don't have to pay you anything anyway. So then you want to know. So what's the case of I could tell you Shaymon. The Ravid holds Shemin like that, I don't want to pay you. I mean, there's no paying anyway. Yes, he means only if it goes up. I hear the Cheshvin, the Ktais is going in Yamshu. I don't know how it stems. And I gotta figure that one out. Okay.
So what's the Ravid's
arguing with this Mechaba. The Mechaba says, Ain Shemin Loi, the Ravid holds Shemin Loi. I could tell you, means, as I vait, I could tell you, I'm not willing to pay you for a service. I'm not willing to pay you for your service of something that I didn't ask for. Right, so let's say it went from 10 to 15. It should have gone to 25. I can't ask you for the money back. As I write the Rav, it's not arguing with the Rama. But what he is arguing is, you can't force me to pay you five for Maisi Yadayim. I don't want to pay you for such a bad jersey. I didn't ask for this color. I'm not happy with it. So as I write, I could do. You could take a toll on the tzav as well. The Netziva says you can because something's not removable. And if the Netziva is mechadish or halacha, we discussed this 2 years ago in Shinayin Hay as well, by Yerid, that something that the Umin, that the Yerid cannot remove, you're forced to keep and pay for. And the Tshuva is a Russian mavur, not like that in Shinayin Hay. I think the Mitzvah brought the Raya. Others bring the Raya. It's Mefush, Lechay, not like the Nesiva. It's Teimutcha to get out of the Raya. But there's also Evan Ozel and Achazen Ish and all the Gdela Paisim, the Ksais over here, obviously. But the Gdela Paisim argued Nesiva and hold that I have a right to tell you toil, even if you can't remove it. The Chazen Ish says it, but it has to be Emes. You can't do it just as a joke. I know you can't remove it, so I'll tell you toil and have the cake and eat it. I won't pay you for it, and then I'll keep the Shvach too. That, Chazen Ish says, that's Lefi Reisin Dayanim, that Itaka means it. But once he means it, that Itaka doesn't want this color, he doesn't want this item, he really wants toil. He really is looking to get rid of the color. Raya, he's now liquidating this item and he's trying to buy new tzemach to start all over again. So he sees he's not happy with the item. Then yes, he could tell you a toil, even if you can't remove the dye. That's the daily apaisim sack. Okay, so but mice is the Rama holds not like that. The Rama la'alocha holds that ain't shoymen lay. Now where's the Rama coming from? Takana. What's this takana? Basically, but that's what Rama says. It's a takana. Bishu mishnayis. In his first round of Pirush Mishnayis, when he wrote to Pirush Mishnayis, his first Madura, he goes like the Ravid, Shaymin Loi. In the second round, he was Magia, and he changed, and he decided, Ein Shaymin Loi. In the Yad HaChazaka, he goes like his Madura Basa of the Pirush Mishnayis. And he explains, it was that Takana the Chazal did this relationship, this halacha of Yadal Tachtoina, this whole psak, when the Umaneshina was a takana, and they did a takana l'toivas shneihem. That's what the Rambam says. Memela, it's a takana for the bailim that they only have to pay yadol taktaina, but it's a takana for the umin that he will be paid chach yadol taktaina. He will be paid chach as maisa yadayim, and the bailim can't stick him and say, okay, I'm not paying you at all. That's the Rambam Shita. It's a takana. Where did Rambam get this takana? It's not clear. By Yerid, there is no such takana. Right, but Yerid, I could tell you toilet if I don't like it.
Obviously, a human situation.
Right, so you have to say only over here they made that takana because it was already a relationship. I hired you and you messed up. So here they made a takana. Why they make a takana as they write? Not clear. Very not clear. And the Yom Shoshana case that it went down. Well, you have to know what. It's takahad. I mean, that's what he's asking to do. In the insurance case, what was the Ein Shaymin Loi? So you have to say the Ein Shaymin Loi was that I can't force you to have the item. So why in the world would I be able to force you to have the item in the first place? Right? So, right? So if you learn like the Yamshir Shoyim, you have to say a different pshat in the Ravid. You have to say the pshat in the Ravid was, Yamshir Shoyim is Gadu Mavu like that, that Tezi Yandav says that Lehedya, many Achredim say it, is that I mentioned that this halacha be'etzem, where the shini koina by umen is machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei holds that umen who's mishana is a mavel das ba'bais, is a gazan, and since he didn't do the right thing, a shini koina, it's like a gazan, a shini is koina, and Mamel, he's stuck with the item, he keeps the item, he's stuck with the item, both, whatever it is, l'tevasai, l'rasai, he has the item. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that no, the bailim do get back the item. And if the shvach belongs to the bailim. Shaila is in Machlekes Rishonim in Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda really holds. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that Shini is not Koina? I mean, it really belongs to the Bailim. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi's Mavu, that Rabbi Yehuda is mighty to Rameh that really Shini is Koina. And he was Mavadas Ba'abais, he's a Gazan, Shini Koina, and really belongs to the Omen. L'toivas ha-Bailim, they made a takana that he has to give the Chavis back to the Bailim if the Bailim want. Zokter Ravid, since the Bailam doesn't want this takano, so Iyav Shebet Takanos Chacham, and the old takano was for my toeles. Iyav Shebet Takanos Chacham, I don't want the Takanos Chacham. I want to go back, make a din that Shini is koina, and stick the umin with the chayfet and say, Gazan, you a koina, you do a mashana, Mamel, it's yours, keep the chayfet and pay me kashas akzeilo, and you have to pay me the principle that I gave you, the material that I gave you. And that would be pshat in the Ravid. That's a different pshat than Exois, but that would be pshat in the Ravid to argue with the Rambam. The Ma'aseh Kriyat, we pass him like the Rambam. Macham passing the Rambam, and Rambam doesn't argue. It just comes out, a blitz, Rabbi Zayin. That's what I mentioned last week. It's so difficult to understand. I hire a guy, He messes up big time. He deliberately does what I don't want him to do. I hire him, I give him plans for a house, and he decides he likes a different house, right? And he builds a different house entirely that I wanted. I needed, let's say, a place for my parents to be, so I need an extra, like, you know, on the main floor. He decided, nah, it's not kedai, better to have a study. Well, he changed my plans, bal karchi. If it's built, it's built. And now he's coming to tell me, okay, he wants to be paid. Well, we said it's a shegig, but the shegig, let's say Rashi teaches the shegig is that he thought he was doing me the tevasai, because he knows better, right? So he messed up, he changed my plans, and then he comes to money, and let's say this new house, the taka were the same thing as my house, would have been. But it's a different house, it's not the house that I wanted, right? So what happens now? I have to pay him like a tatalo, right? I have to pay him his full wages, and better yet, it's not worth the same amount that I wanted. It was supposed to be worth $250,000, and now it's only worth $200,000, the improvement. I got to pay him his cost plus, I got to pay him his profit, as long as it's in the value of the material. I got made the material's worth the cost, and then the plus. So if it's, let's say the material's worth 100, and his plus is another 100, and it's now worth 200, I got to pay him his whole 100, and I'm stuck with a house that's worth less than it would have been, and not to my specifications. And I can't even tell you a tome. See, if I were able to tell you a tome, okay, I could swallow the halacha of the machaba, I'll tell you a tome, because at the end of the day, if it really bothers me, jump in the lake, take your wood, take everything, and buy. Give me back my lot, and I'll start all over again with a different builder. I can't even tell you a tale. So this guy, Mamish, this woman, is having a heyday. He's having the cake and eating it. Sorry?
If he didn't pay for the material yet, why can't he just say Kimli like
Rai? No, because it's not brought down. Pashas, you don't, the Tumen says he can't say Kimli on the sheet that it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Pashas, Mechaber, Ramah, doesn't argue with the Mechaber, this is the Psak HaLoka, Lechai, I won't be able to tell you a tale. And now, so now it's hard to understand this Mechaber. Sorry? Well, according, the Mechaber Ramah hold like this, that if the value is only up to cheap labor, he gets his cheap labor. Whatever is above that is Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber holds that whatever is above that, the woman will also get till the full price that I promised him. That's Chelek Kataka Sekimli. Now he can say Kimli like the Ramah, that whatever is above his cheap labor is Maisi Adayim, you're right, then I'll keep until, you're right. Good, but let's say it's not, let's say it's not even there. Let's say it's only up to this Maisi Adayim. The, in this case, the owner's Muxik. In this case, the owner's Muxik, he has the item. Normally the woman has the item. In this case, Vakaka is because of Balaam, and the owner would be Muxik. Good, so you're right. You're right that the owner would be able to accumulate, but what is that? It's only worth 150. I have to give him his $50,000 for his Maisi Yadayim. Right? Let's say that's five I have to give him. And I'm stuck with the item I don't want, and I can't even say, it's a hard halacha to swallow. Why? Because the takana is Chazal. Why in the world would Chazal make a takana that Mamish messes me up? It's like a fella. No. If you make up that. If you're Mishana, I'm going to get you and you Mechayv yourself. Yeah, if you spell it out. If it's easier.
It's easier for the contract.
I hear. I don't know if that makes any difference. We discussed, maybe like the Nesivis, or the Nesivis hold, that's Medin Arvis. And the way to argue, it's like, Eshalem ben Meitav, Maiva Vilayavit, Eshalem ben Meitav, or Yain Zol Shofen, there's like an implicit Arvis going on, that if you mess me up, you have to pay. If that was the Sfarah, and the only way to, one of the Achrenu argued in Nesivis, only because the guy's a Shegev, he's a Meida, he'd be Meida, then Enechanami, then you can get him like that. But there are other ways to argue with the Nesivis. It's, Pashas. Like that cheetah. I'm saying Pashas, we don't even go with that. No, Pashas not. Even if he'll be amazing, Pashas. Pashas, even if he's amazing. And this is all in the Takanos Chazal. It needs help, rabbis. It needs a beer. All right, let's move on to Sif Dal. There's a Gishmak a Sif coming up. Every Sif is Gishmak, but all right. This is another way of an Umin that messed up. But here, the Umin messed up differently. You just keep chayshvin. Siv Beis, the Umin messed up. If he was kind of b'shakli, then he broke the item. Stamazai, not messing up b'shas malacha. Siv Gimel is where he messed up because he decided to change and do something different that he wasn't supposed to do. But he decided, it might be l'tayvus avaylam, he changed. Siv Dalet is talking about where the Umin was mazik the item. He botched. You hired someone to do a job, and he botched. Basically, he's not such a good omen. He messed up. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He asked him to bake something and didn't bake it properly. And now the child is how much, and the taka worth less, and the child is how much to get him. Let's see. Zakta Mechaba. Kisei Ra, when the case of Siv Gimel is there, he decided to make a different kisei. Why? Because he felt that that would be better, it's more durable, what easier. Sorry? Because the Taisa says kisei ra just means that it's not as nice, but it might be more durable. It might be.
No, but the Mechaber is writing it, so why is he determined?
It's ra means it's not as nice. It's kisei ra was supposed to be nice, and you made me a not pretty kisei. But well, this is even the next step. Let's get it. Let's see, because in your cases, if Gimel, there was shvach, but not as much as it should have been, and we have all different formulas. Here it was taka went down. Hamelech chitin letochin. That's what the Rebbe Yonason puts the vowels. It's a tochin is a noun. Someone who is a teichin. Someone who grinds. If you give chitin to a grinder, v'loi lasason, and he didn't, he's supposed to soak it and soften it to be able to remove the shaft or whatever it is, and he didn't do a good job. V'asin subin omerson, and Mamela, he had inferior flour, he had whole wheat flour. By the way, that's inferior, yeah? He had whole wheat flour. Nosin kemach lenachtoim, or you gave flour to a baker. V'asai pasnefulin, and he made fallen bread. That means you hold it and it like crumbles and it falls down. It doesn't hold its tzura. It's not a shalem. It can't keep its tzura. Behema latabach, he gave a behema to a butcher. V'nivla, and while he was shechting, he batched. He didn't cut both the manim, or he batched. He did hagrama, drisa, whatever, the five psulim, whatever. He messed up. Bischar chayavim l'shalom d'meim. If you hired him to do this, so he was a regular umin, so you paid him for the work, or you promised to pay him, there was a deal that you're going to pay him, so then his liability is greater. He has a greater degree of responsibility not to batch up. So since you decided, l'chatchila, you were going to pay him, and he messed up, chayavim l'shalom d'meim. They have to pay. These umanim are going to be responsible to pay for what they messed up. But if he was doing you a taiva, he was your friend, he was your neighbor, you just asked him, do me a favor, you shechet, just shecht me this item. Okay, fine, I shecht you the item. And he batched up, then the halach is like this. Im hoye tabach mumcha, if he's a known, he's an expert, he's a mumcha in shechting, then he's pata, because that's considered a noinus. Why would a mumcha batch up on shechita? It's not a pshia. He's a mumcha. He knows what he's doing. Elamai, he batched up over here. It wasn't a pshia. It was like an oinus. So he's going to be potter. He's not being paid anyway. But vim ain't a mumcha, but if he's not a mumcha, then he's going to be chayev. Then he'll be chayev. It's like this. If I pay the guy, so he has a greater degree of responsibility, so even if he's not a pshia, he's going to be chayev. If I don't pay him, then he has a lower degree of responsibility. He's only chayev for pshia. So if he's a mumcha, he's not a pshia. Presumably, a mumcha is not pesheya. If he's not a mumcha, he doesn't know what he's doing, so why do you shecht my animal for? He tells me he's a sheikhit, I give him my chicken to shecht, and he doesn't know what he's doing. So he's tam a pesheya. Why is he coming to shecht my chicken without help? He shouldn't be offering such services. He's tam a batlin. So memela, that's considered a pshia that he even went to try to shecht my animal if he doesn't have a shecht. So memela. Sorry? If he warned him and I died to dachi, I don't know. So maybe that should be the accepted the damage. Right? We come to a din Torah. We tell you to be makava. Then even the toys b'dvar mishnah. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. I don't want to pay. So you're accepting our pshi. I don't pshi. You're accepting our amaratus. Whatever. That's standard. Sorry. That's what I'm saying. If the guy knew he was a mumcha, the Dvaisim discussed. He said it lahedi. If he wound, I'm not a mumcha. But the Dvaisim discussed. Maybe we'll get to it. But the vial, these are the parameters. If you're paid, you're chayiv even if you're not a pesheh. If you don't pay, if you're not being paid, you're not chayiv if you're not a pesheh. Now, we find a similar concept by Shemri. A Shemri chinum is chayiv for pshia. If he's a free watchman, is only chayiv for pshia. Anything beyond pshia, even oynus kein geneva v'aved, he'd be pata. If you're shayim esacha, they already are notch above. Now you're chayiv even geneva v'aved. Not oynus in gemurah, only a shayil's chayiv oynus in gemurah. But for someone who's a shayim esacha, he's chayiv even geneva v'aved. Good. Shiloh's over here. This guy who botched up, he took my animal, he shechted my animal incorrectly. And let's say he's being paid and he's chayiv, or he's not being paid and he's a head yet. He's not a mumka and he's chayiv to pay. He's a pesheya. With what din am I chayiv him? Am I getting him out adam amazik? Or am I getting out shema? What halacha? With what chiv is this? Is this a chiv shemim or is this a chiv mitam adam amazik? And it's a million-dollar question. All the achrenim mamish go back and forth. Chakiris back up. They try to bring rayas, but let's try to bring it out from the rishonim. From the rishonim, l'chayre, it seems that the chiv here is only midin shmirah, and the toisis in Bava Kama, toisis in Bava Metzia, toisis in Bava Basa, toisis in Sanhedrin, they prove that this is only pashas. It's only midin shmirah. Toisis wants to know like this: do we have a kind of odmud lo'ilam? There's no excuse. Oh, I didn't know. I was a shege. I'm not a pesheh. Tough. You're responsible. You have to have a zehiris. Odemud loilam. That halacha, odemud loilam, is it mamish loilam? If you did something that was impossible to prevent, are you also chayiv? Because odemud loilam, you were sleeping, and while you were sleeping, you rolled over and you broke someone's keli. Are you also going to be chayiv? Odemud loilam. Or do we say no? Odemud loilam just means you chayiv more than pshia. But oynis gemurah, that you're not going to be chayiv. Shita zataisis is, we once discussed this when we were learning mazik, shita zataisis is that odemud loilam just means one notch above pshia. Means oynis ke'en aveda. Oynis ke'en aveda, by the way, is aveda, losing something, is karav l'pshia. It's not mamish pshia, but it's karav l'pshia. It's an oynis, but it's an oynis karav l'pshia. The next notch is gneva, stolen from you. That's a greater degree of oynis. And then the final notch is mamish oynis goma. Taisis hold that odemud lo'olam is only an oynis ke'en aveda. If it's an oynis ke'en gneva already, you're going to be pata. That's already too much of an oynis. That's oynis rachman apatre, I'm going to be pata. V'lanayol sasa dava, I'm going to be pata. Now, Taisis has a number of rayas, and here is a geshmaka raya. Think, Rabbi Isa, it's a geshmaka raya. Here we're telling us that you have a mumcha. Let's take a simple case. You have a mumcha who's not being paid. What's halacha? He's pata. Why is he pata? What happened to Adamud Lailam? If a mumcha is not being paid, and he shechts my item, and he messes up, the halacha is, he's not a pesheya, because he's a mumcha. So he's pata. Why is he pata? Dami al-Khashmir. You're mazik. You took my animal and you shechted it wrong. You should be an adam mazik. I should get your mazik. Elamai, you see right away that there is such a thing called an oinis that a mumkas, that adam mazik is pata on. This mumkas pata. Must be there is such a thing called an oinis that adamud loilam is not applicable. You're going to be pata. Well, let's take it to the next darga. That might be, okay, so maybe you'll say that a mumcha who batches up, it's mamish gogafel, that's mamish like an oynis goma. No, I'll bring your rayon out like that. Because if I do pay the umin, and he has a degree of a shoyma sacha, he's going to be chayef. That's the beginning of the machab. If I pay this umin, I pay the shaykhid, he's going to be chayef. Now I know that a shoyma sacha is potter for oynis and gemurim. So if I'm being mechayiv this umin, must be he's not an oynis goma. It's not an impreventable oynis. He could have prevented it. He could have done something better. So it's not an oynis goma. So what type of oynis is it? So Taisis, it's an oynis ke'en gneva. Memela Zaktaisa like this. If I pay him, so he's a shemesacha is chayiv for gneva. So he's chayiv for this type of oynis ke'en gneva. So he'll be chayiv for. If I don't pay him, so at Shemira, he's only Shem Mechinim, he'll be Pata. And at Adam Amazik, he'll also be Pata. Because Adam Amazik is only Chayiv, Oynis Kein Aveda, not Oynis Kein Geneva. Bekitza, from the fact that you have a case where when he's paid, he's Chayiv, Al Shem Mesacha, and when he's not paid, he's Pata, and you don't even get him out Adam Amazik, you see that a Shem Mesacha has a greater responsibility than Adam Amazik. And what's that case? Gneva. Oynis Kein Gneva. Oynis Kein Gneva, Hashem Masach is responsible for, and Adam Amazik is going to be Pata. It's an Oynis Kein Gneva. Some Oynis which is comparable to Gneva. And something goes wrong in this Shechita that's comparable of a watchman being stolen from. Yep. Adam Amazik, Toysis, Paskins, at many places, Adam Amazik is less than even the Shem Masakha. A Shem Masakha, you're paid to do it, so you have a greater degree of responsibility. Adam Amazik, and this is the Raya, Kishmak Raya. You see that you can have a case that if he's a Shem Masakha, he's Chayiv, and if he's a Shem Mechinim, he's going to be Pato, and we don't get him out of Adam Amazik. See, normally Shomer Kinyan Zapar, they have no problem because he didn't do another mamazik. He didn't watch an item and it was taken from, or something happened, it was negligent, but he wasn't the other mamazik. These cases, the guy actually did a maisa hezek. He was the one who shechted. He's the one who ground the wheat. He was the one who baked the bread. He's the one who did it. He was an Adam involved in this hezek. So why don't I get him outside of mamazik? Alamai, you see that your mesacha has a greater responsibility than other mamazik, and oinis ke'ein geneva other mamazik would be potter from. But shay mesacha would be chayiv. So why is he chayiv? Akochuk, you see in Tosis that the chiv is al shay mesacha. I'm not getting you outside of mamazik. I can't get you outside of mamazik because it's oinis ke'ein geneva. The chiv here is only al shay mesacha. That's mavu in Tosis. Comes along the Riva, brought down in Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Yishai, in the end of second paragraph of Akama, and he also know that other mazik is chayiv for even oinis kein geneva. So now what is he going to do with this halacha? If you're other mazik chayiv even oinis kein geneva, so how could you have a halacha that if you're tabach mumchu you're potter because you're not a pesheya, so what? And you're doing a bechinim, so what? Let me get you out other mazik, and it can't be a greater oinus than Geneva, because then even if I would pay you, it'd be potter. And Lamai, you see, this oinus can't Geneva, so what's going on? And the same kashi could ask in the Ramban. The Ramban and Bava Metzia pay Bezim and Aleph hold the most common de Kashita, Ode Meruid Loilam. Kepshuta Kemashmoy. Loilam. He says, I feel the Kuruk Shel Elio. The Sa'ar Shel Elio came down once in history, probably won't ever repeat itself. I feel the Kisa'ar Shel Elio. If a damage happens through a whirlwind of Elio, Odemud Lailam, he's going to be chayiv for that as well. Why? Odemud Lailam, Xavier Sakosa, Odemud Lailam. So, what is the Ramban going to do? So, over here, if you're a Tabach Mumcha, why you put the Lechayish to get you out Odemud Lailam? And therefore? Well, it's Mezakos when you're using it, but that same concept, a borrowed concept. So Zok to Rishayim, Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Riva himself and the Ramban himself into the Kasha. And they say different Lashonis. One Lashon they said that Uman is Shani. That's Ramban's Lashon. Doesn't explain why. The Riva explains a little more. Riva says that if you're Oisik b'malachta, if you was told to be Oisik in the Malacha, in one place he even asks, and you're doing it L'tayv Sabayilim, you cannot be Chayav al Todam HaMazik. You can't be Chayav al Todam HaMazik. So Memela, what your Chiv is Al Shemer. You chiv that other mazik if you tugang. The reason why you're involved here is not you came off the street to be mazik it. You were hired to be oisik in it. If you're oisik in the chayvitz, you're not chayv out other mazik. Mamela, the whole chiv here could be out shayma. Mamela out shayma. So then we have the halacha. If you're being paid, so you're chayvim for gneva aveda. So even a mumcha will be chayv. If you're not being paid, so then you're only chayv for priya. So if you're a nomin, it's not a priya. So mamela you'd be pata. As I come twice, but comes out look. From here. He has a lot of other rights, right? Pashas Taisa doesn't hold it, it's correct. He won't hold it as Chalik, Pashas. Now, what's the nafkamina between Taisis and the Rivan and Ramban? A very simple nafkamina. What happens if this Umin batches up, but not an Oynis Kein Gneva? He only batches up Oynis Kein Aveda. It was an Oynis Kein Aveda. So if you learn like Taisis, I'll slam the guy. Adam Amazik, forget Shreimim. Adam Amazik. The only reason why you weren't Adam Amazik is because batching up in Shechita when your mumka is only Oynis Kein Gneva, God grace Oynis. But if you do something else that's more predict, that's Oynis Kein Aveda, I'd be able to get you out Adam Amazik. Mashen Kein, Loit, the Shita's Rivon Ramban, and whenever you're Oysik b'malachta, you're not going to be Chayef. Out Adam Amazik, going to be chayiv out shema, and I'm not being paid. I'm a shema, so I'm not responsible for anything more than shia. So I'd be potter. So it's a simple nafkamina between the two shitas. L'chayir, that should come out of nafkamina. Another nafkamina is even when I am chayiv, means if you get a case where I am being paid, and I am chayiv, loiteis I'll be chayiv for two reasons: for shema and Adam Amazik, and for the Rivan Ramban, I'll only be chayiv for shema. What's nafkamina? They're going to see nafkamina in Yad Hashem shortly, that why other mamazik could have worse chiyuvim, means you could be chayiv in more instances mitzad the din of other mamazik, mitzad the din of shema mamazik. But l'chayr, that's l'chayr, a yisaidistik of machloik is going on in this sif. Are you chayiv? Pashas, the text is zichu, you only chayiv at shayimem. Pashas like the river as well. Not at Adam Mamazik. But had you done a oynis kein aveda, like text, you'd be chayiv at Adam Mamazik as well. All right, now what's the nafgamino? Why am I making a big issue? The only chayiv mitam shmira. It's only a shema mazik, not other mamazik. Why is it a big deal here? So there are a bunch of nafgaminos. We'll go through one by one. The Gemara says in Tzadites of Mabeis, Haraitza, she is chayiv woman. If you want a woman to be chayiv, Lashon Gemara is Amr Bezeh, Haraitza, she is chayiv le tabach, yaktim le dina. Slip him a dina, slip him a dollar up front. Yaktim le dina, give him a dollar up front. The Raman, the Shita Makbetza says, what do you have to be acting like Dina for? Stam, I made up, I'm going to pay you for the job. What do I have to give you the dollar up front for? So the Raman, I'm adding to Pshatna Rama, but it's Pasha, that's what Raman means. Look the Raman, that a Yoyz Techiv is only out Shema. In order to be Mechayiv Shema, he needs a Kenyan. So what Kenyan did the Shema do? So sometimes the Shema could do Meshicha, sometimes the Shema could do Agba, sometimes if it's in the Shema's Rishos, he'll even have chotzer, even better. Chazanish is mamsi other kinyan, amdaladame, said he has a bunch of other kinyan. Because you need to find a kinyan. But what happens if the shayma is not moshik the animal and he's shechting on your premises? You call him over, do me a favor, come neighbor, come shech my animals. He comes to your property and now he's coming to shech the animal. He doesn't pick up the animal, he's not moshik the animal, even if he would be bishus moicha, whatever, bishus the bialims, the mashikha won't work. He didn't do any kinyan on his animal. So how am I going to get him for shmir if he batches up? Zokta Reb Zera, yaktim loydina, give him a dollar, and now you have kinyan kesef. With that, he's mishabin himself. So I'll get him out that. Mavun the Rama, that I am not yaktim loydina, and he doesn't do mashikha, he doesn't do akbal, he's off the hook. Because the whole chiv is matam shmira. If he doesn't have chiv v'shayimim, he's off the hook. Had the chiyuv been mitam odom hamazik, who cares? He didn't do a kinyan. Get him out odom hamazik. That is only midin shmir. So he's off the hook. That should be. Oh, hiskel malachta. So God, that some of the achrenim want to die. What about the kinyan of hiskel malachta? Who asked it? The Imri Binin, Dayanim Simin Lamed, he had tried that if you start shechting it, there should be a kinyan like a haskalas malacha. So you have to know when. Maybe I bash up only in the middle. So it should be Chazanish has other types of kinyanim you could create. I don't know. But Pasha, that's the Ramah. So you need a kinyan. Now, Lahalacha Grado, this is not so Pasha, because the Machab and Reish Tadi Aleph Sefhei brings down the Machlekes Vishodim, bring them both days. The Machlekes Rambam and the Rosh, if the Bailam on the Stauka Mishmirosam, the Bailam leave, and now it's by the Shema, is it automatically a din shmira on the Shema? It's automatically chal because the Bailam aren't there to watch it. It's 2 days. So if you learn that once the Bailam leave, the Shema is automatically chayiv, then Lukhari here, even without a kinyan, he'd automatically be chayiv. Unless you tell me that the Bailam didn't leave. Let's say he checked it on the premises of the Bailam didn't leave yet, so he's not in the stalkum shmirasim. Excellent. Some of the Achronim Taka say that. Some of the Achronim Tesh Dvarim say this Cheshman. The Kapi Shechita, automatically the Bailam left, because they're not in control of the Shechita. They can't prevent a Sheikhid batching up, and Memela, it's automatically the Stalka Bailam. Memela, the Shmir should kick in light one Shechita. Okay, could be. And the Maisa, the Mechavit doesn't bring down the Halacha of Yaktim Loidina. Right? They want to know why it doesn't bring it down. If you go like that Shechita, that might be the Eitzah, because automatically it's a Din Shmir for other reasons. Good, but I'm just giving you one nafkamini is you have to figure out, you'll have to have some type of a Kinyan Shmira involved in order to be Chayva Shemim.
What is it?
Kinyan, no, it's money. Kinyan Kesef. I give you money. I know, but normally the reason why the buyer gives the seller money is because with that, it's machayev the seller in exchange to be makna you the chayfet. So too, because I'm giving the shema, the umin, the money, with that machayev the umin in exchange to be makna to me, that is chayvus of shmira. It's like I'm buying shmira from him, so to speak. So here I'm giving him money for his Maisi Adayim, for his Shmira, for his Chayvus of Shmira. Who? No, he's not. If he's Bechinim, so then you need to do a different Kenyan. You won't have the Eitzi Yaktim like Din. There's no, right? If he's not a Mumka, then you have to do some type of Kenyan. So what's the Kenyan going to be? The Kenyan's going to have to... L'chayra. Another Nafkamina, Geshmak and Nafkamina, is Balavimai. We know a concept. If you have balavimai by shaimrim, akzeis hakaz of balavimai, you pata. You hire me to watch your item. Grada, at the time you hired me, not even at the time anything went wrong, but at the time, lechatchilo, as chalas hashmi, when you hired me, you were working for me somewhere else in a different country on a different project. But it's the halacha, balavimai. Balavimai, memalakti, xeris, akaz of the shaimrim pata. So over here too, if the within the halacha, balavimai, if the bailim were working for the umin on something else, at the time the bailim gave the item to the umin to watch, or gave the behemoth to the sheikh, to the sheikh, there's a p'tura balavimai, because the chiv here is only mitam shmira. Mitam shmira, you have a p'tura balavimai. Tishala Meshev says, therefore, in the shtat sheikhet, where the whole shtat hide one sheikhet, and you're forced to use that sheikhet, you can't use any other sheikhet, and the sheikh is mechiv to shecht for you, he wants to say that that goes under the din of balavimai, not so pasha, but that's what he says. Memeli, he says that hayos, it's balavimai, that's why the minig is that we never mechayv the sheikhet. Because who is the p'tura balavimai? Holchiv is as medin shmira. Medin shmira, but p'tura balavimai. Far from pashat. Far from pashat is balavimai, but it's also far from pashat. Because remember, Abayzai, this whole halacha is when the mechayiv is out shmira. So, kozman yava oinis kein gneva, then the mechayiv could only be out shmira. But once it's oinis kein aveda, kozman kein adut pshia, then now I have to deal with taisis. Like taisis, it's already a chiv mazik. And mazik's not going to have a p'tura balavimai. So, and the same thing for the first sheet. If you need a kinyan shmir, that's if you want to get out oinus kein gneva. But oinus kein aveda, where then you can get out chiyuv of mazik, then I don't need any kinyanim. Mazik is chayv without any kinyanim. All right. Third nafkamina, zok chedush erim. Nacha nafkamina. Chedush erim is in simukov hay in the lakutim in the back of the sefer. It's geshmak nafkamina. Taikadam. He says also balavima. Yes, he's on the ball. I mean, he doesn't mind. He's coming. He has a mamish arichas, mamish ulchesh minus. But taikadam. He has another nafkamina. He says those things are nesmait mishmira, shtaris kakoyis, and nesmait mishmira. So let's say I give you a karka to fix up, and you batch. Let's say mechubel karka. Let's say might be nitzmait mishmira. Makleikis rishayim. Let's say mechubel karka have a din of karka. And I come in. I ask you, do you know what? To do something, and you botch up my house big time. You mess up. I ask you to paint my wall. Instead of painting, you just destroyed my whole wall. Right? So there's no din shmira. Without all of this, there's no din shmira karka. So if the mechayiv is out shmira, I can't get you. But if the mechayiv would have been outside of my mazak, I would have been able to get you. So memeilo. If you go out pshia again, loy toisvis that it's chiva tzadam amazik, loy teriva, it's not. That's also makleikus rishon. That's a Rambam shita. Toisvis holds that the p'tur, those that are nesmait from shmir or nesmait even for pshia is going to be part. It's made makleikus rishon. It's today. It's not so poshet. Now, once you say that, Rabbi, I said, let's go back a halacha. If you go back to Siv Beis, the Ramah is the case of Siv Beis, that you had a contractor who was dissembling your wall, and while he was removing the stones of your wall, he gave a clap, and because of that, it flew out on the other side and was mazik the stones. The halacha is, in Machmas HaMaka, you're going to be chayiv. So you have to know, what type of din in Machmas HaMaka is going to be chayiv? How does that work? If you're going to get a woman only as a din shmira, so lechayra, it's not going to work because you don't have shmira by kaka. Bishlam malay taisis, you could say, good, makmas amaka was a pshia, or einus kein aveda, so I'll get you out other mamazik. But if you learn like the Rivo and the Ramban, that you can't get him out other mamazik, you only can get him out shema, and there's no din shmira by kaka, so lechayra, you're stuck. Lechayra, how's that going to work? What's going on? Like, it needs help here. What's pshat in that halacha? That's not poshet. Very good. The Chazanish is mashma. Chazanish starts off one way, but at the end, yes, Chazanish and Yud Aleph Chav Aleph wants to say that the Rivo is made by Pesheya, that as they write, for Pshia, you don't have this Ptur of Isaac b'malachtai, and yes, then you're going to be, then you'll be an other mamazik. So yeah, if you go like the Chazanish, that will be an Eitzah, that you'll get a Mats other mamazik. I want to suggest maybe another Eitzah, is that this whole Ptur of the Rivo of Isaac b'malachtai is what I'm Isaac in. So if I'm Isaac in this wall, and while I'm dissembling the wall, fine. But Mak is a Mak, and therefore a stone falls out on the other side, that I'm not being Isaac b'malachtai in, maybe the Rivo will be made it over there, you don't have the Ptur, and you can still be Mechai about other mamazik. You have to say something, otherwise what's shot in that halakha? We got to figure that out. All right. We have time for one more. Yeah, let's just finish this, at least this concept. Comes along the Biches Ritzei. And the Birchas Ritzei says like this. In Simon Samach, he wants to, he's mechadish, pshat in the Riva, differently than what I was telling you. We're learning that the Riva holds that if you're Isaac b'malachtoy, you can't get him out of Adam Mazik, you only can get him out of Shema. And Mamela, the Nafkamina is you need a kinyid, the Nafkamina will be Bol of Imoy, Nafkamina is also Karka of Adam Mishtar, so the smite from Shmir won't be Chayv. So Dr. Birchas Ritzei, going to Sechab, it's a chiddush. He wants to say, the whole din why you can only get a matshmira is cause man, you do what you're supposed to do. You're oisik b'malachtoi, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you don't batch up bigger than you're supposed to. So fine. So then you have the p'tur of oisik b'malachtoi. If I go over to you, and let's say I pay you for a shem esacha, so your responsibility of zahiris is up all the way to gneva v'aveda. Because I'm paying you, so you have that responsibility. And then what happens? You batch up, and you do an oinis kein gneva. So you batch, you tack a batch, because I paid you, your responsibility was you're going to make sure to have a zahiris even for Gneva Vaveda. And you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Zakta Bichas would say, since you didn't do what you were supposed to do, Zilamafreya, the whole deal is off. I gave you this item to work on with the understanding that you're going to work on it properly with the zahiris of Gneva Vaveda. You didn't do what we made up. So the whole shmir lechatchila, it's as if I never gave you the item to watch, because I died to talk, I didn't give you the item to watch, you're going to batch up, so I didn't want that, as if I never gave it to start, it's like you're off the street, my mail, I can get you out, mazik. It comes out that my afraid the whole thing is bottom, I don't have the p'tur of Isaac Mamalakta, and now I can get you mazik and my mail, even though it's balavima, and even if it's kakav avodim and shtaris, and even if it's without a kinyan, I'll get you out, mazik. You didn't keep your end of the deal, so Anan Saadi, I'm not keeping my end of it, so to speak. I'm not giving it to you to be Isaac Mamalak if you're not keeping it. So it comes out in my afraid the whole thing is Vodum Mamel, I can get you out to Adam Mamazik. If you learn like Taisa, so you won't have the din of Adam Mamazik. Because for Gneva, you're going to be potter. But like the Rivon, and the Ramban, they can be Chayavals, even for Oinis King Gneva, even for Oinis Gama, I'll get you my afraid out to Adam Mamazik. A chiddush of the Birchas Ritzei, going not like the Achrainim. It's a chiddush to say that. I gave it to you and I would have never given it to you and you don't have the p'tur of Isaac Mamlak. But that's what the Birchas Ritzei says. I would like to suggest... Sorry? Oh, so Birchas Ritzei, yes, that. So Zakh Birchas Ritzei, very good. Every Shema, so take back your Shmira. Pretend I never watched you. Now what are you going to get me on? I'm not a Mazik. I left the door open and the animal ran out. So I'm not an Adam Mazik. You want to say, I died to give it to such a battle and you didn't want to give it, so don't give it to me. So you never gave it to me. So Bechal, so I opened up the door. I had no Shmir Bechal. No, it was a Chachil I could open up the door. I was never Shemel Mafreya. No problem. So it's fine. But you can't get me out of Mazik. I wasn't Mazik. I am. These things, Umen, I was Mazik. I was Mazik to be a dime. So Mameli, you can get me out of Adam Mazik. That's a Birchas Ritzei's Chiddush. I would like to, Messiah Rabbi said that I was late. I would like to touch up the Riva differently. Maybe ends up the same way, but differently. What was the Riva's lumdis? I was trying to say different pshatim. What's pshat in the Riva and the Ramban that you can't get an umin for mazik? There's a cause of that umin can't be chayvat mazik. Where does it come from? Where does this halakha come from? So they say, well, because you're oisik b'malachla l'tayvah sabalim, you can't get out. Why? Why not? Who's that? So I want to suggest with what you were suggesting before, is that adai te dachuchay, I gave it to you. I know that you're Isaac Mamalacha, and I know that all of things could go wrong. So if you're not being paid, I expect a dagger of Zahiris like a Shemachinam. If you are being paid, I expect a dagger of Zahiris like a Shemazaka. A Zahiris. You're going to be careful up to Shemazaka. Even though Adam Amazak is Chayiv, like Ramban for Oinis Gemurim, that's because you walked off. Who asked? You have to bet, and you come to me and you mazak my item. But here where I give you my item to work on, and I know things could happen, I died to the Hockey, absolving you of your responsibility, I'm indemnifying you, you're fine, you're potter, for anything above what you're expected to have Zahiris on. Very nice. And I have a raya from that, the Piski Rid in Tzamit Tesum Ebei, says, Aloshin, Avagav do oinis chayv benizokin, even when you're mazik yichayv oinis, hochashani, demida'ate koyovle, lemishchat ulemiftar. That's what you get. You gave it aldas hochi to shecht and to be potter for an oinis gomer. So it was adai to dochi. The nafkamina l'mashul would be, is what happened if you're a Shemar Aveda, where You weren't given the item. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Shmira, forced the Shmira upon you. So then you, I think that you wouldn't have the patur of Mazik like the Rivon Ramban. It wasn't given to me. It's not a Gzeres HaKosa that someone who's working with my item is Mitzvah. It's you giving to me. So if you learn that Lomdis, and now let's play it out. If you learn that Lomdis, it should come out that Avada, whatever is above what's expected of you, I absolved you. But for Pshia, by Yishai Mechinim, or even I Oynis Kein Gneva Vaveda, by Yishai Mesacha, I never absolved you. So now you're back to square one. I'll get you, it's other mamazik. You're really another mamazik. Just is an understanding. I don't expect the world of you that you're going to be control mamish perfect and not even have einsim. Fine. So einsim gemurim, I let you off the hook. I gave you a heta, a ptur for einsim gemurim. But up to einsim gemurim for gneva v'aveda, I never gave you a ptur. If I never gave a ptur, then I can get you already out of the mamazik. I don't have to get you a tshay mamazik. That's why I want to. Baruch Hashem, I found that mavul like that in Machna Ephraim, the end of Simon Hay in this game moment, takes on how he answers up a kasha that he had. It's clear that he learned that it's mamish discussion. That up to what I get you, you're going to be an other mamazik. The patur is only beyond that for oins and gemurim. My melech should come out. Rabbi says it's really now a machlekes ishayin and what the chiv is. Like Taisa, the chiv is only at shayma. And like the Rivon the Ramban, the chiv will be at other mamazik when you're doing something more wrong. Then you're supposed to. It means you're above. You're Gneva Vaveda. Means you're paying you for Gneva Vaveda. I can get you. Or for Shay Mechim and for Pshia. Then I can already get you out of the Mamazik. And my male, if I get you out of the Mamazik, you won't have a Ptur of Shmir Babailim. You won't have a Ptur of Karkav Avodim. And you'll be Chayiv even on those things that you didn't even make a Kinyan on. You're going to be Chayiv. Because I'll get you out of the Mamazik. So if that's the case, Rabbi, say, comes out. So the Shitas are not so far apart, because Tosis is already made for Oynis Kein Aveda, I'll get you out of Mamazik. And Oynis Kein Pshia, I'll get you out of Mamazik. Because there's only enough communities by Oynis Kein Gneva, Loi Tosis, I can't get you out of Mamazik, I can only get you out of Shemrim, and Loi Teramban Revo, I can get you ready out of Mamazik. Memel, my kash, I ask you what to do with Siv Beis, but the Banoi is not sure. I'll get you out of Mamazik, whatever your responsibility is. If Shem is Ocha, Shem is Ocha, I'll already get you out of Mamazik, like the Revo. All right, Rabbi, there's a lot more here. I go to Vach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.